So our next applicant is Central Midwest Ballet, and I'd like to look at the work samples first. Maggie, would you like to start the review?
Sure. Central Midwest Ballet is a fairly young company or organization, founded and incorporated in 2015. Their mission statement is to offer their community excellence in dance performance and training. They are primarily, they talk about performance and training, but it looks like they are primarily focused on education. Their school. They say they assist their students to achieve their highest potential and technique while developing self-esteem, positive self-image, and lifelong health habits. I did look up their location while I was doing this, but can you refresh my memory as to where they're located in Middleton?
Yep. Very close to Madison, sort of part of the larger Madison area.
About here. Okay, great. Yeah, their primary focus is education. They provide 7 levels of training for children ages 8 to 18. Their academic year enrollment has increased to more than 80. I'm not sure, they don't indicate where they started, but there is an indication of growth there. Their summer program enrollment now is almost 100. They have everything from children to pre-professional levels, as well as summer intensives. One of their strengths, they say, is they have teachers who want to teach and are qualified, and that's a really important thing, to have people who are dedicated to education and training the next generation. They also pride themselves on having a nurturing environment for the dancers, and again, that's an important factor because dance, the arts in general, can be very punishing, and it's good that they are providing healthy healthy self-images for their students. They have a couple of performances throughout the year. One is a little matchstick girl in December, and then they have like a, which is at Bartell Theater, and then they have a spring showcase at the Margaret Dobler Theater, which is a mixed rep. And they do not charge any additional fees for the dancers to participate. They have a board of 9, which is up from 6 members just 3 years ago in 2015. They now have 4 salaried employees, which includes an artistic director, so that indicates attention to the quality of performance and not, you know, not just the education. They do have an emphasis on quality instructions, as mentioned, with the teachers, and a focus on the community. They have partnerships with community organizations, including the Middleton Heritage Senior Center, the Wisconsin Dance Council, the American Girl Benefit Sale, the Frozen Assets Festival, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Henry Vila Zoo, and the Madison Public Library. They have prudent financial management. Their growth, their revenues have grown quite a bit in the past couple of years, and most of it is from tuition. It's earned income. They have a small amount of contributed income, but it's mostly earned income, and I would imagine, again, that's from the tuition. They do provide tuition assistance for members of the community that need it, which is a nice touch. They provide a positive experience for recreational dancers, as well as those who are more professionally oriented. So they are growing to accommodate demand. They provide free community outreach programs, as mentioned before. The artistic director was on the faculty of University of Wisconsin at Madison and served on the advisory panel for Dane County Arts Commission, was a guest teacher, choreographer for Children's Dance Theater in Rochester. The executive director served as a guest judge for the 2018 Wisconsin Educational Conference. Their evaluation tools include parent surveys, ticket sales, participation in performances, all of which have increased, as well as enrollment, as mentioned before, the increasing number of social media followers, their program, the fact that their program graduates are being placed in prestigious dance academies around the world. They mentioned specifically Ballet West and the Young America Grand Prix, which is a pretty prestigious competition program. They have an organizational history document which shows a clear pattern of success and growth. And I wrote that overall, this was an excellent application. It was clearly written. They presented their achievements as well as their challenges and how those challenges will be addressed.
Good. Contessa.
I think she summed up everything, all of my comments, because they demonstrate a strong sense of community through their free community outreach program. I would have liked to see their educational curriculum. It wasn't provided. Other than that, it was a really well-written application.
Other comments?
I was going to shout out what I thought, not so much as a negative, as a positive, I think, and an opportunity. It struck me, looking at the financials, that they operate a very successful dance school. And their income from unearned income sits at about 15%. And I think with all of the outreach and the other activities that they're doing, that perhaps that's an opportunity for growth. That percentage, I think, is a place where more can happen. Of course, it's easier said than done. But I say it also in terms of this particular company, in that I believe that their outreach coordinator is going part-time to full-time, and that maybe there's an opportunity with all these great showcases. The fact that they're choreographing a number for the Madison Savoyards was kind of neat as well. There's some great collaborative stuff going on, and maybe that's an opportunity for them to increase their bottom line through more fundraising if there are more donors and supporters out there in that area.
Ed or Ellie?
I made a comment that... go ahead, Ellie.
Oh, I was just going to say that I also thought that this application was super clear. The way that they broke it down was very easy to read and understand. A question I had for them, just in terms of, the accessibility component and the diversification, is I noticed in their mission that they have a curriculum connection to cultural and ethnic diversity in dance, and I just didn't see that reflected in their application. And so I thought that was an opportunity for them.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Great. Ted?
I thought they demonstrated amazing growth and financial balance to date. I thought maybe they're a candidate for some sort of starting an endowment. Might be a suggestion. And I wasn't sure what segments of the community the board members represented. I don't know if it was clear what their backgrounds were.
Thank you. Great.
Any other comments?
They did submit these as print collateral. I believe you saw this somewhere in your support materials too, electronically, but just so you can see the hard copy as well.